My name is Joe Wedge with Obscured Poetry. This is My Plea. I hesitate to say this, but I think the human race is at a place where the fate of each of us is in the hands of the next generation. And there's truth to the accusation that it is us who are giving the youth of today great pause and hesitation. That it is us who have created a new type of segregation, that we are the ones to blame for their procrastination. And if I'm being honest, I can understand that realization. You see, by all accreditation, we have left them a future with which there may be no reparations. We have left them unnecessary complications. We have left them hate-filled nations and polluted degradation. And as we sit and we drown the younger generation in our own doubts and frustrations, we immediately project onto them our own nonsense limitations. And then we proceed to complain about their trepidation? What an absurd rationalization. How is it okay for us as leaders to rule through intimidation while we judge the placation of an advanced civilization, while we invest nothing more than role designation? We sit in blind dedication to a false sense of obligation in a corrupt system of our own creation. We have elected leaders whose greed threatens the very things we need to survive. We invest our money in companies that value profit more than human life. We have given corporations a voice and thus a choice to speak, but a corporation has no blood to bleed, no skin to peel, no soul to feel. When are we going to understand that these things are not real? We have made an individual out of something with no individuality and thus created this frustrated sense of augmented reality. And it is a goddamn tragedy. We are the ones that were supposed to be better, and to the letter we have let them down. We have sold our souls by the pound. We have sold our souls to the beliefs that came from an older mold of traditions of a time we've never known. Don't believe me? Look around. Just look. Man, I hope they can forgive us, and I hope they do it soon, because every second we get closer to what might be an impending doom. And it's clear we can't fix this. At least, it's clear we're not going to anyway. So, at least in the name of peace, if you're not going to help, get the fuck out the way. I don't know what else to say.